morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Let's read together from Gospel John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11.
我们一起来读约翰福音第二章，从第一节到第十一节。
I will read through in English first, and then we will read in Chinese.
我们先读英文，然后读中文。
On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so. And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine, after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the rest till now." This is the first of his miraculous signs performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him.
第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两到三桶水。耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。耶稣又说，可以舀出来送给管宴席的，他们就送了去。管宴席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管宴席的便叫新郎来，对他说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
Okay, let's have a short word for again.
我们再有一起祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for inviting us into your presence this morning.
父，我们实在感谢你邀请我们到你的同在之中。
And preparing a table before us to partake of your son's body and his blood.
为我们预备了桌子，让我们可以一同吃你儿子的身体，喝他的血。
You have satisfied with us with the best already.
你已经将最好的赐给我们，使我们得到满足。
And now, as we come to your word,
当我们来到你话前的时候，
we pray that you will help each one of us.
求你帮助我们每一个人。
To hear and to do.
让我们听到你的声音。
That which is in your heart.
在你心里面的声音。
We commit this time to you.
我们将这时间交在你手里。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.It's interesting. I don't know if you know my wife is Chinese.
我不知道大家是否知道我太太是中国人。
But I've been around Chinese people long enough that as he was reading Mandarin, I could kind of follow along where we are.
我跟中国人待了这么久，所以至于呢，你们读中文的时候，我基本上也能跟上你们读到哪里。
We all love to go to a wedding.
我们都喜欢去参加婚宴。
Because it's such a happy occasion.
因为实在是都是真的是很非常高兴的事。
Everybody walks in through the door into the wedding with a smile.
每个人来到婚礼都面带微笑。
We expect to have a wonderful time.
我们在一起应该是有非常快乐的时间。
It's where we come together to celebrate that a man and a woman is going to, they're going to come together and be united as one.
当我们啊来到婚礼来庆祝一个男他们要成为一个家庭
and hope to obey one of God's first commands.
他们来一同来顺从神的第一个诫命
be fruitful and multiply.
能够生养众多
so at this wedding in Cana
在加拿的这个婚宴
a lot of people are there
来了很多人
Jesus' mother, Jesus and his disciples were also among the guests.
耶稣的母亲主耶稣自己和他的门徒都被邀参加婚宴
They either had a lot of people and too little wine.
也许因为人太多以至于酒不够。
And before they know it, they do run out of wine.
当他们知道这件事之前，酒已经用尽了。
And when they run out of wine, Jesus' mother cannot help get involved.
当他们酒用尽的时候，耶稣的母亲她不得不出来了。
She goes to Jesus and she tells him.
所以他对主耶稣说他们没有酒了
Jesus' response and what Mary tells the servants later tell us that she's not just making a statement
耶稣的回答以及他母亲后来的反应告诉我们说主耶稣不单单在这里说了一句话
She's actually going to tell, asking Jesus to help
他的母亲是请主耶稣来帮忙
Isn't this such a wonderful prayer?
这是否是一个非常好的祷告?
Mary goes to the living God.
玛利亚来到活神的面前。
And asks to help.
求他来帮助。
She intercedes on behalf of the groom's family and prays to God.
她帮助新娘的新郎的一家为他们代求。
To help them.
来帮助他们。
Now God extends the invitation to all of us believers.
而神呢，则是将他的邀，将这个邀请扩充到我们每一个信他的人。
To be a part of God's work.
成为他工作的一部分。
To be a participant in God's work.
成为来一同来参加神的工作。
Through prayer.
借着祷告。
In Romans chapter 15, we read Paul writing to the Romans.
在罗马书第十五章，保罗对在罗马的弟兄姐妹说
：“I urge you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me.”
罗马书第十五章第三十节，弟兄们，我借着我主耶稣基督，又借着圣灵的爱，劝你们与我一同竭力，为我祈求神。
So Mary is the first participant in the work that Jesus is going to do.
玛利亚就成为主耶稣要做的工的第一个参加者。
Simply through this prayer.
借着他的这个祷告，这个祈求。
Jesus replies, Dear woman, why do you involve me? My time has not yet come.
耶稣却回答说，妇人，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
But our gracious Lord gets involved anyway.
但是我们慈爱的主还是做了他的工。
This is not the first time in the Bible where prayer of a saint changed the heart of God.
在圣经中，这不是第一次圣徒的祷告使神的心意转变。
While Moses was up in Mount Sinai with God for 40 days and nights,
当摩西在西乃山与神四十昼夜同在的时候
the Israelites get anxious.
以色列人他们开始焦急
They form a golden calf.
他们做了金牛犊
And they start worshiping.
他们开始敬拜金牛犊
God gets so angry that he tells Moses, I'm going to destroy every one of them.
神非常愤怒，所以他对摩西说，我要灭掉以色列人。
I'm going to destroy them and start a new nation through you.
说我要除掉以色列人，而从你开始一个新的国度。
But thank God, Moses, he falls on his face and pleads with the Lord.
但是感谢主，摩西就匍匐在地向神祈求。
And the Bible tells us, so the Lord changed his mind about the harm which he said he would do to his people.
所以耶和华神就改变了他的心意，就改变了他原本要对以色列人所做的心意。
So God's heart even can be changed through intercessory prayer by the saints.
因着圣徒的代求，神的心是可以转变的。
Even though Jesus responds, "My time is not yet come."
虽然主耶稣回答说，我的时候还没有到。
This part sounds like a typical mother, doesn't it?
这部分让我们看到是一个很典型的母亲。
Do whatever he tells you to do.
就对佣人说，他告诉你做什么，你们就做什么。
Do whatever he tells you to do.
他告诉你们做什么，你们就做什么。
At this point, Jesus points to the 6 stone jars.
这个时候，主耶稣就说那就看就指着那六口石缸。
And tell them to fill them with water.
告诉他们把水倒满。
I did some simple calculation. It's about 150 gallons of water.
我简单的计算了一下，应该大概有150吨的水。
That's a lot of water that's going to be turned into wine.
把这么多的水来变成酒。
So these servants, being very obedient, they go and fill the jars all the way to the top.
这些佣人他们非常的顺服，就把水缸给倒满了。
They don't fill it halfway. They don't fill it three quarters of the way. They call brim is to the top.
他们不是只盛了半缸的水，或者四分之三，他们是把水给倒满了。
This tells us that these servants obey Jesus with a willingness of heart.
告诉我们说，这些仆人用一颗顺服的心来顺服主。
Then Jesus tells them to draw some water out and then bring some of that water to the master of the banquet.
然后主耶稣告诉他们把水舀出来送给管宴席的。
Again, they obey.
他们再次的顺服。
These are wonderful servants.
这实在是非常好的佣人。
If you are a boss, these are the kind of employees that you want.
如果你是老板，你就喜欢这样的员工。
For us parents, these are the kind of children we want.
如果你是父母的话，你就希望你的孩子是这样。
So does God.
神也是一样。
God wants obedient servants.
神要的是顺服的仆人。
Willingly obeying the commands of the Lord.
甘心情愿顺服主的命令。
These servants could have grumbled and said, "Why in the world are we bringing water?"
这些仆人他们其实可以说，为什么我们要把水送过去
？We have plenty of water.
我们的水够用了。
We need wine.
我们需要的是酒。
We don't need water.
我们不需要水。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹
，You know when the Lord tells us to do something.
当主告诉我们要做什么事的时候
，Sometimes what He tells us to do goes against our instinct.
有的时候他告诉我们与我们心里的直觉是相反的。
Sometimes the Lord tells us to do something, everybody's going this way.
有的时候神叫我们这样做，但是其他的人都走另外的路。
And the Lord says, go that way.
但是神说走那条路。
Even when all the circumstances and everything around us tell us go left.
即使我们的环境，我们周围的一切告诉我们说向左走。
If the Lord tells us to go right,
但是神如果让我们向右去，
we will be blessed if we go right.
我们如果我们不往右去，我们将会后悔。
We lose the blessings if we go left.
如果我们向左走，我们就失去了神的祝福。
There's a story of Bob Schultz. You remember Bob Schultz?
有一个理发店的故事。
He wrote Boyhood and Beyond. You don't understand that book. Anyway, Bob Schultz, He was 16 years old.
这是一个弟兄, 他写的故事, 他16岁的时候,
he was driving home with his buddies in the car. He was driving the car.
他跟他的朋友一起开车在车里的时候,
they were at an outing and they were going back home.
他们出去了,
in the car, the buddies were rolling, folding up paper and tossing things around.
他车上的朋友在外面, 从车里面往外面扔东西。
And something flew his way, so he tried to avoid it.
对,有个东西将要打到他, 所以他要躲开。
And while he was trying to do that, he turned his wheel.
结果呢, 他转弯的时候,
he crashed into a parked pickup truck.
结果呢, 他就撞到了一个卡车。
Crash!
他的车就撞上去。
His buddies said, keep going.
他的朋友跟他讲说, 赶快走。
His friend said, don't stop.
他的朋友就说, 不要停车。
Do you think he was tempted to keep going?
你说他会怎么样?
Of course he was.
他当然就听了。
He was tempted to not stop, but keep going.
他心里面就告诉他, 引诱他说, 不要停, 一直走。
But by God's grace, he stopped.
但是靠着神的恩典, 他还是停下来。
Put the car in reverse and went back.
然后呢, 就倒车往回走。
He took a deep breath and rang the bell.
他深深呼了一口气, 浑身吸了一口气。
A man answered the door and he told them, I hit your car.
然后呢, 他就去按门铃, 有一个人开了门, 他对那个人说, 我撞了你的车。
And the man said, I know.
那个人说, 我知道。
Apparently he saw the whole thing through the window.
那个主人从窗户里面看到了这一切。
So Bob said, I crashed your car, I damaged it, but I'm willing to pay for the repair.
这位Bob弟兄据他说, 我撞了你的车, 那, 我撞了你的车, 但是呢, 我愿意, 啊, 来补偿。
So they made arrangements, and it took Bob 3 months to work and pay for the damages.
他们就达成一个协议, 然后Bob用了3个月的时间, 啊, 来做工, 来, 来修车。
So he brought the last payment to the man.
然后他当他把最后一笔付清的时候,
handed him the money and they shook hands.
把钱交给他, 他们握手。
He describes the feeling as he walked away.
然后他就讲述他离开时候的心里面的感觉。
Kind of like a bird that's been set free from the cage.
就好像一个从鸟笼里面放出来得到自由的小鸟。
He felt so free and so liberated.
他觉得他真的是得到了自由。He
was in debt.
他欠了人。
Now he has no debt.
现在他都还清了。He
was completely free.
他现在完全自由了。No
burden on his heart.
心里面没有压力。No
burden at all.
一点压力都没有。His
conscience was clear.
他的良心得了洁净。
And it was because he obeyed God's command.
就是因为他顺服了神的命令。
Do not lie.
不可以撒谎。
Mary tells the servants, do whatever he tells you.
玛利亚对仆人说, 他告诉你们做什么, 你们就做什么。
God tells us to tell the truth.
神告诉我们说要说真话。
The Bible tells us to honor our parents.
圣经告诉我们说要孝敬父母。
It tells us to forgive one another.
让我们彼此饶恕。
Just as the Lord forgave us.
正如神宽恕了我们。
And if we read through the Bible, there are many commands from the Lord, from God, that is written black and white.
我们读圣经的时候, 有许多神的命令是写得清清楚楚。
When we look back on our walk with the Lord,
当我们回想我们与主在, 同行的经历的时候,
I think all of us would agree that some of the most precious blessings
我们都要说我们最宝贵的祝福,
that we received from the Lord
从神得到的,
are those times when we obey God's command.
是当我们顺服神的命令的时候,
despite all the instinct in us to not to do it.
无论我们心里面的本性告诉我们如何。
Those are the kind of experiences that helps to form our life,
帮助我们形成我们的生命,
change our attitudes and our hearts,
改变我们心里面的心态。
So these servants bring some water to the master of the banquet.
这些佣人将水带到管宴席的人那里。
And when the master of the banquet tastes the wine and says, "Wow, this wine is great."
当管宴席的尝了那酒之后，就说这酒实在是好。
The servants, they high five each other. They say, they rejoice.
这些佣人在一起，他们一定非常的喜乐。
They just witnessed the miracle.
他们亲眼看见了神迹。
And they were active participants in this miracle.
他们见证了神迹，他们也参与在其中。
You know, these servants were blessed to be these active participants.
这些佣人在神迹中有份，他们实在得到了祝福。
There were many at the banquet.
参加婚宴的人很多。
Who had no idea that this was going on.
并不知道发生了什么事。
Even the master of the banquet.
包括管宴席的。
No idea that everybody in the banquet was just blessed by God.
并不知道参加所有来参加婚宴的人都得了神的祝福。
But these servants not only celebrate the miracle, but they were active participants and they were doubly blessed by the work of the Lord.
这些佣人他们不单单参加了婚宴，而且因着在神的神迹中有份，他们得到双份的祝福。
In verses 11 it says, "This, the first of his miraculous signs, Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him."
第十一节说，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
Jesus performed this miracle with a purpose in mind.
主耶稣行这个神迹，在他的心里面是有目的的。
He did it to reveal his glory.
他可以因此显出他的荣耀。
He did it so that his disciples would put their faith in him.
使他的门徒因此可以信他。
In John chapter 6, Jesus says,
在约翰福音第六章，主耶稣说，
Next time I should write the verse number.The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent.
主耶稣说，凡信神所差来的，这就是做神的工。
You know, when God performs a miracle,
当神行神迹的时候，
it is not for our entertainment.
不是为了我们的娱乐。
You've heard of those miracle meetings?
也许听说过各样的神迹大会。
Where the person performing the miracle puts on a big show.
那些行神迹的人，他们啊，大大的彰显自己。
And the audience is enraptured.
所有的会众都很兴奋。
They walk out. It's like having watched a wonderful movie.
他们离开的时候，就好像看了一场非常精彩的电影。
But God, when He performs a miracle.
但是当神行神迹的时候，
He does it with intent.
他是有目的的。
His goal is to reveal the glory of himself.
他的目的是显出他的荣耀来。
Is to help people to believe in him.
帮助人来相信他。
Do whatever he tells you.
他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
You know the expression, a picture paints a thousand words?
你们知不知道说一幅画所表达的比远远过于你的语言能够描述的。
In the same way,
同样的。
What we do,
我们所做的。
Is thousand times more powerful than what we say.
远远超出我们的语言。
If I ask you, when you try to spread the gospel,
如果我对你们说你们要去传福音，
who do you have the most trouble doing this with?
什么样的人对你来讲有最大的难处？
Family, right?
家里面的人，对不对？
Is it true or no?
Yes or no?
Family.
家里的人。
Friends who are close to us.
我们最近的朋友。
Those are the most difficult people to spread the gospel.
他们是传福音最最困难的对象。
They know us.
因为他们知道我们。
My parents know us very well.
我的父母对我非常了解。
My siblings know us very well.
我兄弟姐妹对我非常了解。
My wife and my children know me very well.
我的太太我孩子对我非常了解。
So once I become a believer,
我信主之后，
and I tell them about God,
跟他们讲到神，
they will think, no, this guy is a liar.
他们会说这是一个骗子。
He lies all the time.
他一直撒谎。
Why should I believe him now?
为什么我要信他？
No, this guy cheats on his income tax.
这个人他报税的时候作假。
He steals, he takes things that doesn't belong to him.
不是他的东西他也报。
Why should I trust him?
我为什么要信任他？
Why should I believe him?
为什么我要信他？
You guys may not be liars and thieves.
也许你们啊不偷东西。
But our family knows our shortcomings.
但是我们家里的人知道我们的短处。
Whether we have a short temper,
我们的脾气。
Whether we are proud,
我们的骄傲。
Whether we are boastful,
我们的夸张。
No matter what our shortcomings are, our family know them very well.
他们知道我们的每一个缺点。
Sometimes they know faults in us that we haven't even observed in ourselves.
甚至我们自己没有注意到的，他们都知道。
So when we tell them about God,
所以当我们跟他们讲神的时候，
they will hear it.
他们听见了。
They will sit back.
他们会想一想。
And they will watch.
然后他们会观察。
Because words, sometimes, most of the time, is not enough.
因为呢，许多时候，单单靠言语是不够的。
When the person we're sharing the gospel with, the heart is hardened.
当我们向人传福音的时候，人的心往往是刚硬的。
There's already resistance there.
心里面已经有了抵抗。
They will look.
他们会看你。
Observe.
观察你。
And wait.
然后等。
Oh, he says he's a Christian now.
哦，他说他现在是基督徒了。
I want to see him prove it.
我要看到他的变化。
He says he's a believer now.
他说他现在是信了。
I want to see him demonstrate something different.
我希望能够看到他表现不同。
So our friends, our family and our friends will watch.
所以我们的家人，我们的朋友会看我们。
To see if we are consistent with the things that we preach.
看我们言行是否一致。
Even if we say nothing.
虽然我们可以一句话也不说，
you know, even if we never spoke the gospel to them,
即使我们从来没用嘴巴向他们传福音，
if they see that, you know, once he was very short-tempered,
如果他们看到过去我们是非常容易暴躁，
now he's more patient,
现在他变得更有耐心，
they're going to see.Raise their eyebrows and say, "What's going on?"
他们会惊奇发生了什么事。
If we used to tell lies, half truths, and tell white lies,
如果我们撒谎，我们讲一半的真情，我们啊，我们还是说善意的谎言。
And now all of a sudden, we say we cannot tell a lie.
然后我们这个时候，我们突然发现说我们。不能再说谎。
And we actually start telling the truth.
我们开始讲真话了。
They're going to notice.
他们会注意到。
If we used to complain about our parents and say nasty things about them,
如果我们过去常常抱怨父母对他们不尊敬。
But now we begin to honor them.
但是我们现在开始尊敬他们。
We start to respect them.
我们开始尊敬他们。
People are going to come to us and ask, "What's going on with you?"
别人就会来问我们发生了什么事。
I've noticed that you're different now.
我发现你现在改变了。
You're not the same anymore.
你跟过去不一样了。
Now, when they come like that,
当他们有这种改变的时候，
and we tell them about Jesus,
我们在跟他们讲
耶稣， what the Lord has done in our hearts,
主在我们心里面所做的工，
their heart's going to be open.
他们的心就能够打开。
They're a lot more receptive to what we say after we demonstrate the qualities of our Lord Jesus.
当我们帮将主耶稣显明出来的时候，我们再对他们的说话，他们就更容易接受。
There is no better way to reveal God's glory than for us to do what He tells us to do.
将神显明的，将神的荣耀显明的最好方式就是神叫我们做什么，我们就做什么。
There's no better way.
没有更好的方式。
Not by the things that we say.
不是我们说什么，
not by how well we pray,
不是我们怎么样的祷告，
not by how hard we study the Bible,
不是我们如何努力的去读圣经，
but when we start to demonstrate obedience to God's commands,
而是当我们显明我们对神的命令顺服的时候，
God gets the glory,
神得着荣耀，
people start to believe in God.
其他的人开始信神。
You know, if I was there at Cana at that time, 2,000 years ago,
如果两千年以前我也在加拿的话，
if I was one of the servants,
如果我是其中的一个佣人，
if I was one of the disciples,
如果我是其中的一个门徒，
who watched all this happen,
看见了发生的这一切，
it would be so...It would be an experience I've never experienced before, to be honest with you.
实在是我过去从来不曾有的经历。
I've never seen a miracle like this before.
我从来没有见过这样的神迹。
Water turning into wine.
水变成酒。
It's impossible.
是不可能的。
So if I was there, I think it would have been, I would have been like, wow.
如果我在那里的会如果我在那里的话，我会万分的惊讶。
But I think there will be a temptation for me to walk around and boast, right?
我相信那个时候就会有一个诱惑，就是呢，去夸耀这件事。
Hey, guess what I did?
Hey, 知道我做了什么？
I put some water into the A jar.
我把水倒到缸里。
I brought it to somebody.
我把它带给人。
It was wine.
结果变成了酒。
Wow.
Wow.
I think I would have some temptation to somehow try to tap myself on the shoulder and say, you know, I was. Maybe Jesus wouldn't have been able to do it without me.
我会有一种诱惑，会觉得说，如果离开我主耶稣，也许就做不了这事。
But you know, when we look at the Bible,
但是当我们看圣经的时候
，miracles like this,
这一类的神迹
，for God,
对神来说
，it's so easy,
非常简单。
Think about it,
想一想
，the whole universe,
整个宇宙。
And everything in the universe,
宇宙中的一切
He just speaks the word,
神只说话
and it's done,
就成了
You know, people who believe in evolution, they try to put atoms and things together, put sparks and try to create something that resembles life.
相信进化论的人，他们非常啊，他们要用各种努力将原子啊各种的 弟子放在一起，然后再点火做各种试验来描述、来模仿、模拟啊当初的创造的情
形。They try to put some energy in there, some electricity.
他们加上能量，加上电。
All kinds of power in there.
各种的能量。
Can't do it.
但是啊，
For God,
还是不能成功。
For God, just the word.
但对神来讲，就是借着他的话。
Even a dead person, God says, "Rise, it's done."
甚至对于死人，主当主对他说：“你起来的时候。”就成了。
But the hardest thing for God to do.
但是对神来讲最难的事情。
Is to bring sinners to repentance.
是让罪人悔改。
Is to change the hearts of even us believers.
甚至包括改变我们这些信的人的心。
God, in order to redeem sinners.
神为了拯救罪人。
He had to die and shed his blood.
他要为我们死，为我们流血。
He did not do that with just a spoken word.
他不是只说，而是他自己去做。
He paid a heavy price.
他付了极重的代价。
Even with his own blood.
直至他自己的血。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹。
Isn't it true that it's so much harder for God to change our hearts?
神改变我们的心是否真的很难呢？
People around us have cancer.
我们周围的人有人得了癌。
People around us have heart attacks and strokes.
我们周围的人有心脏病突发。
Crippling diseases.
各种各样的疾病。
And if we saw God healing somebody,
如果我们看见神医治了，
who is dying of cancer,
是得了癌症而死，
we would praise God and rejoice.
我们会赞美神，我们会喜乐。
But when God changes us.
但是当神改变我们的时候，
It's a sinner,
将一个罪人
destined for hell,
那样的一个罪人
and buys them,
然后
purchases them,
将他们买赎回来
and starts to transform this worm into a butterfly,
将这个虫子变成一只蝴蝶
that reveals God's glory,
显出神的荣耀来。
It's to the glory of God when He is revealed through the work, the transforming work of Christ in us.
当神改变我们，将我们变成耶稣基督形象的时候，就显出神的荣耀。
The Lord may not tell us to bring water to the master of the banquet.
神也许今天不会对我们说将水带到管宴席的人那里。
But the Lord clearly.Gives us many commands to obey.
但是神清清楚楚给我们许多命令要我们遵守。
We can start there.
我们可以从这里开始。
And we are all going to experience those times when it's going to be hard.
我们都会有困难的事情。
I could kind of picture myself as Bob Schultz if I did something, especially as a 16-year-old, you're young.
我可以想象，我可以像那个刚才讲那个 Bob Schultz 一样，十六岁的时候遇到这种情形。
As soon as his car crashed the pickup truck.
当他的车撞到那个 pickup 的时候。
And he realized what just happened.
当他明白发生什么事的时候。
His heart was beating out of his chest.
他的心一定急速的跳动。
Because everything in his body is telling him to keep going.
因为他里面的一切都告诉他
Don't stop.
不要停，继续走。
Keep going.
继续走。
Because you go back there, you're in trouble.
如果你回去的话，你会有麻烦。
You'll be safer if you keep going.
但是如果你走的话，你就没事。
But by God's grace.
但是靠着神的恩典。
He stopped and went back.
他停了，又回去。
And obeyed the commands of the Lord.
顺服了神的命令。
It is those times, not when it's easy for us to do something.
是这些困难的时候。
Not when it's easy for us to tell the truth.
不是说当我们讲真话很容易讲真话的时候。
It is when it's hard for us to do it.
而是当我们做这些事对我们来讲很困难的时候。
Maybe somebody else's life is on the line.
也许跟其他人的生命有关。
It is those times when it just seems impossible for us to be able to obey God's commands.
是当那些时候，当我们觉得顺服神的命令是不可能的时候。
God will give us the grace to obey.
神会给我们恩典，让我们去顺服。
Without His grace,
没有神的恩典
we cannot do it.
我们是不可能做的。
Without His grace, we will just keep going.
没有神的恩典，我们只会离开。
When a proud sinner,
我们是一个骄傲的罪人
becomes humble and meek.
当一个骄傲的罪人变谦卑下来的时候
and becomes more and more like the Lord Jesus,
越来越像我们主耶稣的时候
that's a great miracle.
这是一个极大的神迹
it's a great miracle.
极大的神迹
These kinds of miracles.Reveal the glory of God.
这样的神迹显出神的荣耀。
These kinds of miracles bring people to faith.
这样的神迹使别人相信。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Father, we thank you and praise you.
父我们感谢赞美你。
For our wonderful Lord Jesus.
为着我们的主耶稣基督。
Who not only sacrificed his life for us.
不单单为我们舍命。
But even today.
甚至直到今天
is before you interceding for us.
在你面前为我们代求
Father, apart from Jesus, we could do nothing.
父啊，离了主耶稣，我们一事无成
But in Christ, all things are possible.
但是在耶稣基督里面，凡事都能
We pray that you will give each one of us grace.
主，我们求你给我们每一个人恩典
To do whatever you tell us to do.
你告诉我们什么，我们就能做什么
So that the Lord Jesus would be glorified.
使主耶稣基督得着荣耀
so that more people would put their faith in the Lord Jesus.
使更多的人可以相信主耶稣基督
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen.